A family was driving down the street on Christmas Eve, and they passed a Christian church. And there was a manger scene out there in the yard in front of the church. And the littlest boy asked his mother, you know, what is that? And she says, well, honey, that's Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus lying in a manger. And the Christmas Eve drive continued, and they went past the Methodist church. And the scene in front of the Methodist church was depicting the three wise men on their journey. The little boy said to his mother, Mother, what's that? And she said, well, that's the three wise men. They're looking for Jesus. The little boy said, well, they're not very wise. Jesus is down there at the Christian church. And that story is what got me to thinking about this question, whether or not the wise men were wise, and the real question that they asked, which I thought was a wise question. They're, the basic question is, where is Jesus? That's what they were asking everybody as they traveled finding the star. And I do think that's a good question for us to ask. Let's read this passage from Matthew 2, beginning with verse 1. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage. When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. And they told him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is the shepherd of my people Israel. And then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage. And when they had heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. And then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So they came asking, where is he? Where is Jesus? And I ask you, when in your life have you asked that question? Where is he? Where is Jesus? Where is the God of heaven? A lot of people only ask that question when something bad is going on. When they've suffered a loss or they need comfort and hope and they're looking for a Savior in the midst of their sorrow and pain. And some people ask that question because they have a yearning to know, perhaps, and to understand what life is about. And they see the stars in the heavens as part of a magnificent and unexplainable, beautiful universe. And they hear people like me preaching and proclaiming the good news, and they hear those stories from their friends, and they want to share of that good news. As a result of all this and more, these people have a yearning to know Jesus, to really know Jesus, the Savior of the world. But it's not always easy to find Jesus, is it? We have to remember that the wise men had a very difficult journey. I mean, we're not sure how long, but the evidence points to months, years that they searched to find Jesus. Travel conditions were perhaps difficult, and we know, that King Herod had multiple, reasons for wanting to find the baby, don't we? It was dangerous, that journey. And perhaps for some of us here today, we may have been looking for Jesus a long time and had not yet certain that we have actually found him. We come to church, we read the Bible, we worship God, but maybe there's still something inside of you asking the question, where is Jesus in my life? Where is God in my life? Why can't I have a star up in the sky to follow and get right up next to God? There's got to be something more to life than where I am right now. And really, this search for Jesus, I think, is what Be Here Now, this sermon series that we're wrapping up today, has really been about. To you who are searching and asking questions, I just want to look today at the determination of these wise men, of these magi, and think about their story and our own search. Because these wise men boldly, went to King Herod and asked for information. Can you tell us where this child is going to be born? The Jewish high priest found the evidence for them and told them in Bethlehem. And the scripture said the wise men went to Bethlehem and they found Jesus there. What was it that Jesus taught? Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. That was something that he would teach later in his life, and that's certainly what these wise men did. We can't give up too soon our search for God in our lives. We can't stop before we found him. We can't be content with, just going to church. There's something more about this life of faith than just being here on Sunday. How does God want me to serve? How can I use my life to make the world more like the kingdom of God? They saw his star in the east, and they followed it. And we are looking for Jesus always. The point is, and the reason why God sent Jesus to be with us was for us to understand that God really is here right now with us. For too long, in the time of the Jewish faith and the Hebrew Bible, we thought we had to go see the priest, and the priest would talk to God for us. And apparently God wanted to make it more clear and so sent prophets to try to explain it to us, but still we didn't get it. And so finally, God sent Jesus to be here now, and then the Holy Spirit to be here now. We've got to understand that. We've got to see that Jesus is sitting right there beside us. We've got to see Jesus' face in the faces of our family and friends and neighbors and church members. And we've got to be the face of Jesus to them. So I really think the wise men were wise because they were asking the right question. they knew who they were looking for. Because they didn't give up, I think the wise men are wise. And because when they saw the child, they worshiped him. They presented their gifts. They recognized that God had come right then to be here now, and they worshiped him. And the truth of their worship, I think, speaks loudly to all of us. It's much more loud than gold, frankincense, and myrrh, this gift that God gave to us. Any one of us here knows the moment when our heart is unlocked and we really love someone, how much our giving increases and how freely our giving is to a person like that. You know, we want to give them everything. That is something that I've learned from the wise men. They wanted to give him everything. To love someone that much, and greater still, to give so freely, can take you from being a self-centered person to being an other-centered person. I think that is why God sent Jesus to be with us, to help us understand how to build the kingdom by giving to each other. And we know that Christmas is a celebration of this presence that God came to give us through Jesus. God came to be here now. Jesus came to live among us, and it was important to God that we understand that. God is here now, and like those wise men, we can see the star, and we have come to worship. Now's the time for us to follow the star out into the community, out into the world, and be God's presence to people in need, to share God's love with the world. We can go now. Amen. Amen. Our invitation here.